Hello, my name is Thomas Davis. I'm an occasional preacher at St. Paul's Nork in the parish of Nork with Burheath. Welcome this wonderful, beautiful Pentecost Sunday. May the words I speak and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit be acceptable in your sight, our Saviour and Redeemer. In the famous 1971 Christmas special of Morecambe and Wise show, Andre Previn, a world-class pianist and conductor, said to Eric Morecambe, "You're playing all the wrong notes." Eric Morecambe stands up and seizes Andre Previn by the lapels. "No, I'm playing all the right notes, but not necessarily in the right order." I have come to the conclusion that I read the right Bible, but not necessarily in the right order. I like to read bits of the Bible randomly, so I'm interested in the right bits, but not necessarily in the right order. There is, however, a downside of doing that. I don't always know how the bits of the Bible join up together. I'm good on Christmas and Easter, but a little confused on the dates of Ascension, the Great Commission, and the Pentecost. Does that really matter, that I'm not reading the Bible in the right order? Surely knowing what happened at Ascension, the Great Commission, and Pentecost is what is important, not the timeline or when they happened. Surely these are isolated events. I'm going to do something vastly different today. I'm going to read the Bible in the right order. I want to look at Pentecost in context. Let's go back to 72 hours or 3 days after Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday, to a room in Jerusalem where very frightened disciples were hiding. With them, Peter, the rock, who denied Jesus 3 times. Disciples who had seen their friend and teacher crucified. Hopes and dreams shattered. Although the good news of Jesus' resurrection had been conveyed by the women at the tomb and the 2 disciples on the road to Emmaus and by Simon, there was still danger, uncertainty, and emotional difficulties for disciples to deal with. They needed that love, joy, and peace that Jesus had given them in the past to sustain them. Jesus knew this, and after his resurrection, 72 hours later, he first appeared to the disciples. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Let's stop here a moment. Did I hear this right? Jesus said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." But surely at Pentecost, are we not told they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them? All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. If the disciples had received the Holy Spirit on the 3rd day after Jesus' resurrection, why didn't they leave that room in Jerusalem and start proclaiming the good news? 5 days later, Jesus appears again to the disciples, and this time Thomas was present. After that, we know that Jesus meets 7 of his apostles and some disciples in Galilee, where Peter and a group were fishing in the Sea of Galilee. And in Corinthians 15, after that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers and sisters at the same time. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And then Matthew 28 tells of the Great Commission. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and saying, All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Let us wait a moment here again. Did I hear this right? Jesus said, Therefore go make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So again, why didn't the disciples start proclaiming the good news? Jesus showed himself alive by many infallible proofs and was seen for 40 days after his resurrection. Ascension Day is traditionally celebrated the 40th day after Easter Sunday. It commemorates Christ's ascension into heaven. 40 days after the resurrection, Jesus and his disciples went to Mount Olivet, Mount of Olives, near Jerusalem. As he blessed them, he began to ascend into heaven to take his seat at the right hand of God. The ascension is so meaningful to all of us Christians, as it signifies the end of Jesus Christ's work on earth and allowed him to prepare a place for followers in heaven. It is now, at Jesus Christ's ascension into heaven, 40 days after the resurrection, do we start to get an insight to why his chosen disciples or apostles were not fully engaged. They were not yet fully equipped to proclaiming the good news. Acts 1 tells us, Jesus told the apostles and the disciples again to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father, the Holy Spirit, that they were to be baptized with or immersed into the Holy Ghost in a few days. So 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, the day of Pentecost came. They were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. So what was the difference between the time Jesus appeared to the disciples 3 days after his resurrection, when Jesus breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit, and now 50 days after his resurrection at Pentecost, when all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them? The disciples had experienced the reality of Jesus' resurrection within 3 days and greeted it with unbounded joy. But something was missing. They had no power, no way to tell others about it, and indeed they were still frightened people. They had Jesus' great commission to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. But how were they to do that? Where is the operations manual? They were unsure and probably content to stay in their own little community, where they felt secure. At Pentecost, the change comes in 5 words, as the Spirit enabled them. The empowerment of the Spirit enabled them. Without that empowerment, 2,000 years later, would there be a church? For that Holy Spirit today is the same Holy Spirit given to the disciples 2,000 years ago that enabled them, and now today enables us to proclaim the good news. Pentecost is regarded as the birth of the Christian church and the start of the church's mission to the world. Are we going to celebrate the birthday of Christian church in 2020? All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Everything changed. Everything became possible. Barriers broken down. The old way replaced by a new way. The way. Barriers broken between the Jews and the Gentiles. Between men and women. barriers broken between slave and master, between the haves and have-nots. It disregards colour or race, speaking in every tongue equally. Today, engulfed with COVID-19, we are worried, we are anxious and concerned about ourselves, our families, friends and the whole community. Our churches are closed, our lives are in disarray, but that doesn't stop us reaching out to show the same peace, joy and love as we always have done as disciples of Jesus. Indeed, in this time of adversity, I see so much good, God's presence all around, and I believe that we have grown as a church. We have become more outward looking, not only to our existing church family, but as servants to the whole community. We have been blessed by the Holy Spirit, allowing us to come to God. It is the Holy Spirit's presence that gives us a taste of the peace, joy, and love that awaits those that pursue the path of following Jesus Christ. Hear now at Pentecost, may we again be filled with the Holy Spirit, that with that love, peace, and joy, and begin to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enables us. Please keep safe, and please keep well. Amen.